call in with any questions about their house. I see a basement repair question coming up, and that has to do with our next guest, Bob.
Yeah, we've got Chris Mancuso. Did I say that right, Chris?
You did.
Excellent. From Accurate Basement Repair, and I think we're going to have a busy day with Chris today. He's a first-time guest on our show, and we started out in hour number one with questions about foundations and cement heaving and all that, and before we came on, Chris was already giving me some ideas and thoughts on that situation, so we're going to get into that in detail because everybody's experiencing it right now with all this freezing and thawing and this crazy winter that we've had.
Chris Mancuso from Accurate Basement Repair. That's your website too, Chris, right?
Absolutely.
Where are you guys located?
We're located near the airport, but we serve all of southeastern Wisconsin, all the way from Port Washington to the state line.
So this winter that we had, I heard frost went as deep as 4 to 5 feet.
Oh, it did. This was the worst winter we've had in 20 years.
Do you think that's going to cause some problems? Because everybody knows what happens when frozen ground starts to thaw. Stuff moves around.
Absolutely, and it already has started. We've gone to homes that have heaved, homes that have settled. It's been just a crazy, crazy spring. And I know Scott has seen a lot of this stuff on his home inspections. And today we're going to answer some questions for you folks out there in Radio Land. Good opportunity to get a lot of these things out of the way and questions answered, especially if you're going to be selling or buying a home. There's a lot of those things you want to look for.
If you walk up to the front lobby of Clear Channel, there's blaze orange spray paint where the joints of the sidewalk are.
And I saw that.
I fell on that this morning. My toes up here.
That's some attorney telling Clear Channel, get your act together, because there's a good 2 inches, I think, there, Scott. And in the back here, there's also asphalt that has moved up, so the door opens and it stays stuck, so there's a sign by our engineer saying closed door because it stays stuck. This winter was like none other.
Truly was. I mean, we're seeing things that in my house, I saw a slab of concrete that's never moved before is moved now.
And we are just seeing the beginning of it because the frost is still there.
I think that for you folks that are experiencing some of these problems, some of this stuff may go away once the frost comes out of the ground, but there's been situations where people have never had these experiences before, and this is the year that you're going to get them. For sure, especially attached garages or crawl spaces especially have taken a real big beating this year.
And if you see, Scott's dresses so much, Chris, if you see a slab of concrete, like a sidewalk that's near your foundation, and the grade goes back into your foundation, the opposite of the way it should, that water's going to pool up and go, that's a bad thing.
That's a bad thing. Concrete, you know, the ground absorbs a certain amount of the moisture, but the concrete will shed that water directly towards your foundation. So yeah, patios are one of the biggest ones that I see for foundation issues for the cause. Big patio, if you've got two huge slabs that are headed towards the basement, and all that water just heads towards the foundation.
Yeah, you folks definitely want to keep an eye on that, because if that water starts getting in the basement, then that could really create some larger problems.
So we will focus on questions for Scott Lamar, any home inspection question, the process or the mechanicals in the home, your furnace, all of that stuff. Give us a call. And then with Chris Mancuso in studio from Accurate Basement Repair, please call us with those questions. I see they're lining up already. And here's a little incentive. Everybody that has a question on air gets 2 tickets to the Realtors Home and Garden Show. These are courtesy of Redefine Realty and Bob Tarantino, of course, and you're mailing these out, Bob, right?
Yeah, and you can come visit us in booth 912 and 914. And then, Chris, what booth are you guys in?
Andrew, you better call me because I
can't. Put it this way. They're right by us.
Accurate Basement is there.
Yeah, they're kind of kitty corner from us, so if you make it your way over to us, I'll personally walk you over to the Accurate Basement Repair booth as well.
That's the way to remember. Or just remember Accurate Basement Repair, and you'll track them down. We're going to start with your calls on WISN. So those tickets are coming your way. We're on till 11 today, and the number is 799-1130. The Acunet Mortgage Line is toll-free at 800-838-9476. Bill is in Germantown. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. I got a question on basement repair. We recently looked at a home that had like pillars in the basement against a wall, and they were tied into the joists above. How safe is that, like on the joists, if that wall continues to move, or will it move?
Hi, Bill. This is Chris. Were they the metal framing type joists?
Yes.
Were they beams? Mm-hmm. Those are the standard type of repair that you're going to see, Bill, if you're looking at homes, and those are completely safe. That is the standard for repair in Wisconsin, so that's definitely what you want to be looking for. Anything out of that would be considered out of the ordinary, so those are definitely the way to go.
so they don't they just don't push back the wall and retuck point. Now they add that in as an extra stability thing.
Well, what happens, Bill, if your wall was displaced over an inch of displacement from original construction, then what would have happened is that wall would have been excavated, actually hydraulically pushed straight, and then those braces would have been put in, those reinforcements. Otherwise, if it's below that, we can just come on in, we can put those reinforcements in, and the wall won't move in any further. And that's what you, you know, either way.
What do they put on the exterior wall then? Do they refill it with like a gravel or something? Or?
Well, if the excavation's done, Bill, then the whole thing is re-waterproofed, new outside drain tiles put in, and that's tied into the inside. It's a much more extensive repair. But that's only done if the displacement on the wall is a certain level. And that's really where an expert has to come in and take a good look at it. I mean, if you are looking at purchasing, you're going to get a really good home inspector. Like Scott will come on in, and what they'll do is as they're reviewing through your home inspection, that'll be part of the process, and then it would refer you over to an expert like myself.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
That's a good question, Bill. Scott, that also reminds me, this is going to be the time of the year when everything does start to melt, when we finally do get into the 40s, 50s, 60s in spring. Those sump pumps better be working, right?
Yes, they better be. Chris and I were just talking about one we just did this week where there was two sump pumps in there, and one was not working, and one was. And the one that was not working, it was full all the way up to the top. So we were talking about whether or not those drain tiles should be tied together or not. I did have a concern with that one. So we are going to see some of these. There's a couple of them that are running all the time. Just did a mold inspection recently where this was a foreclosure, and the bank decided to save some money and shut the electric off, and the sump pump overran.
Oh.
And the basement was almost green. They turned it back on. When I was there, the sump pump ran almost constantly.
Can we get battery backups for sump pumps?
Absolutely. It's a great feature. The biggest problem with those is that the battery goes bad. Well, you don't know it because those batteries don't last maybe the last 3 or 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then you forget about it, and then the power goes off and your battery's dead, so it's not working. There's a great sump pump out there if you live in the city and you have city water, is that a backup sump pump will literally run off of your water pressure for the city.
Hmm. That's interesting.
And good to know as well.
Yeah, there is several different options for battery backup systems, and it depends on the size of your house and so forth. And some higher level batteries, like Scott had mentioned, that'll last, you know, quite a few years. But it is a good idea to check that sump pump, just like you're checking your smoke detector.
Yeah, I was going to ask you. I mean, really the most simple thing for a homeowner to do right now is go down and lift that float up and make sure that sump pump kicks in, and then go outside and make sure that the hose, you know, from the, what do you call the extension pipe that's coming out?
The discharge
pipe. Yeah. Make sure that hose is still connected and as far away from the house as possible.
Yeah, and for you folks that can't find it, if you think it's too technical to find the float and you're going, I'm not going to dig down in there, just you can take a few buckets of water and pour it in and wait for the thing to kick off.
Yeah, that's okay to do, right?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Now's the time to do it because we're going to start getting some serious melt here pretty soon and probably a lot of rain, and the ground is so frozen it's got nowhere for that water to go, so it's hopefully going to go down to your drain tiles, into your sump crock, and then back out.
Yeah.
So you got to make sure that stuff's working.
Yeah, most of the calls we've been getting in the last few weeks have mostly been related to the sump pumps being frozen and water in the basements, and that doesn't mean you have a repair issue. Sometimes it just means a home maintenance issue.
Joining us today is Chris Mancuso from Accurate Basement Repair. He joins Scott Lamar, our guest from Honest Home Inspections on WISN. Don is in Mequon. Good morning, Don.
Good morning. My question is, I have some cracks along a block wall. It's in the seams. It's not through the blocks itself. Probably an eighth of an inch, maybe even a little bit bigger. I have not had any water come through any of those cracks. I've not had any problem as far as basement leakage is concerned. What's the best way to take care of that?
Well, the best way to do it is you want to have those walls measured. If they're within a certain parameter, some cracking is normal.
Okay.
You know, some basements, and Scott's seen enough of them where, you know, people go, oh my God, there's a big crack in the basement. And sometimes, especially during a real estate deal, that can become an issue. But if you've noticed that cracking, it should be something that you should measure or have it measured by a professional. And then you can monitor it if it's below a certain parameter. If it's, you start getting about a half inch or greater, then you start looking at putting reinforcements in that, Don.
Okay.
And those are the kind of reinforcements that Bill had called about earlier, those steel reinforcement beams. So those okay. that's the standard for repair.
Okay.
You know, there's been some questions on those beams when I do a house. You know, we come in, somebody's buying this house, and they're concerned about these beams. I got to tell you that once these beams are in, if they're done right, they are stronger than the original wall. So it's not for a resale issue. It's not a problem.
Okay.
Thank you for calling, Don.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I'll see you at the show.
See you, Don.
Appreciate the call. Now, nowadays, though, it seems like, Chris, every basement or lower level, as opposed to years ago, it's finished off. You know, it's not the rec room anymore. It's now part of the house, that lower level.
Absolutely. And Scott and I were speaking of that on the way in today, too. And a lot of these finished basements, you can't or you don't know what's behind them. An experienced professional who does this for a living can tell by some other things that we look for, with tilting windows.
Oh, water stain, obviously, on drywall or something.
On stain, we got some sophisticated measuring equipment that can measure moisture readings and walls and so forth.
Yeah.
But also on the outside, we start looking for some cracking now, too. But it makes it much more difficult, Paul, with the sophisticated rec rooms that are in nowadays, lower levels, to do the analyzing. But that's why you have the pros like Scott and myself.
Yep.
Out there taking a look.
Oh,
at
yeah, we don't want to stop you from finishing off those levels,
no,
right?
No.
Because that's our man cave.
It's fun. I get down into the basement and I'll tell people, I says, there's, you know, as a person, I love a finished basement. As a home inspector, I hate them.
Oh, yeah. That's got to be difficult. What's behind there, right?
You know, most of the time, you can't tell. There are some things we can do.
Electrical, too, right, Scott?
Yeah, and so many basements, if the homeowner's done their own electrical work, there's not really much of a way to tell.
You told me stories about what you find sometimes.
Yes,
we should have story hour one day.
I'll never say I've seen it all.
Not up to code, in other words.
Right.
Not every place is up to code. Let's go to Menominee Falls. Jeff, you're on WISN.
Oh, hi, I just had a couple of quick questions. I didn't realize this was a home and garden show. I thought it was just garden, but
it's a little bit of everything,
Yeah, sounds like it.
Including basement repair.
You're going to have contractors down there for remodeling and things of that nature as well.
Yeah, there's contractors down there for all kinds of remodeling. I mean, everything from saunas and hot tubs to, you know, concrete driveways and special coatings. And you could even go down and buy a Vitamix blender if you want. Everything's there.
Roofers.
Yeah.
Window contractors. This morning on my remodeling show, I thought she said there's dozens of just window contractors.
Oh, yeah.
There.
Pretty much anything you want to do to your house or yard, you're going to be able to find a contractor there for it.
And you should also take a look. There's also an abundance of seminars that are being offered at the Home and Garden Show this year, too.
Yeah, I heard about the kitchen seminar.
Mm-hmm.
Cooking demonstrations. There's some famous celebrities down there in town as well.
If you go to realtorshomeandgardenshow.com, you can get a whole list of all the events and the times for everything.
Okay, and is it too early? I mean, I'm looking at some landscaping primarily. Frost is still in the ground, but I suppose it's time to start getting things figured out.
Yeah, start planning now, but you can't really dig too many holes yet, so give it a few more weeks.
No, my landscaper called me today. He needs to order stuff, so they need to know what I'm going to do.
That's the stage we're at. It's ordering, it's planning. Angela was here last hour from Steins, and she said, be careful what you do. If you're raking, it's got to be that light. The tines got to be the soft ones. You know, you don't want to take the metal rake and you can butcher your lawn at this point.
Right. Yeah.
So you don't want to start too early. But, Jeff, we're going to give you tickets to the show. Go enjoy yourself down there.
Thank you. I'll come down and see you.
Thanks for the call.
Appreciate the phone call. We'll be right back. Redefine Realty, Bob, 3.99% commission. It's all at your website, redefinerealty.com.
Yeah, come down to the show. You can compare us to the other realtors that are down there as well. And certainly visit the website for all the details. And when you're ready to list, it's either a phone call or just a quick click of the green button. And we'll have an agent out to meet with you, you know, as early as today if you want to.
Scott Lamar, HonestHomeInspections.com. Chris Mancuso is here, AccurateBasementRepair.com. So basement questions, foundations, questions on the inspections for Scott Lamar. It's all happening on WISN as the Redefined Realty Show continues. We'll be right back. Inspector Gadget is back on
the
show.
That's what we call him.
He is Scott Lamar. He's with Honest Home Inspections, but besides that website, Scott, because of your mold certification, You have MilwaukeeMoldInspector.com and MilwaukeeRadonTesting.com as well, right?
Yes, we do both as well as the home inspections. We have been specializing in mold inspection, and I want to take a moment just to remind everybody that we do not do any of the remediation. There's quite a few mold inspectors out there that do the work, too. So we're non-biased. I don't care whether or not you get it fixed or not. My goal is to go in, typically find the source, how come, and give you an assessment of how bad things really are. You know, half the time, they're not that bad.
In addition to Scott Lamar from Honest Home Inspections, from Accurate Basement Repair is Chris Mancuso joining us on the show. And Chris, first time on the show, I have a feeling you're going to be back because we're swamped with basement questions. Hey, this is Wisconsin. If I live in Florida where everything's built on to grade, right, on slab?
Everything's on slab.
How do they get by without a basement?
Well, they dig down a little bit, a couple feet, they're going to hit water, so it's really good, makes it
tough.
Oh,
that's why.
Yeah, mostly that's why, and also some places down, you know, in the west also, it's bedrock, and they can't dig down too far.
And storage, I could not do without my basement.
I actually lived in a house in Ruby back years ago that didn't have a basement. I hated it. I hated it.
Attic and a garage is your own storage.
You start storing in the attics when you get down south like that, yeah.
Yeah, you have no other choice. You're right. But we in Wisconsin, we love our basements.
We do.
We remodel them. It's the man cave. It's for the kids. It's for the adults. Bedrooms if you have the egress window. And it's up the code. But you've got to make sure it's a sound basement.
So absolutely.
There are so many questions about basements. Well, we're going to go in order for those that have been on, like Kevin here, for about 20 minutes. Thank you for your patience. Kevin's in Greendale. Good morning.
How you doing?
Well,
hey, Kevin.
Hey, I've got a problem with the corner of my basement. The wall's starting to separate, and it seems like it's pulling away from the house and going down. This just started the last several weeks. I don't know. It might be the frost. I don't know.
So you haven't noticed it before, so you went down and you...
No, it's near the sump pump, which I've been actually watching, so...
Well, have you noticed any cracking upstairs, Kevin?
No, nothing on the walls.
Well, nothing upstairs? Yeah, well, what it sounds like, if it's pulling away, it's either doing one of two things. It's either you got some inward displacement, or it could be what we call settlement. And Scott's over here shaking his head yes, too, and we're thinking it might be some settlement, Kevin. And what happens is sometimes underneath the footing, either because of excessive water undermining the footing, or it gets too dry, or some frost heave and so forth, it can cause the footing to break. And that's what your house sits on top of. And us at Accurate, we also specialize in house lifting. So those of you like Kevin, if you have that corner or that addition that looks like it's cracking and coming down a little bit, especially, Kevin, if you see some cracking upstairs, that's something you want evaluated ASAP.
Where would the cracking come from upstairs in the drywall?
It could travel up into the drywall, especially off the corners of the windows and so forth. That would be something you really want to address ASAP, because that can really cause some significant damage pretty quickly. So in general, if you folks are out there, it's a good time to just take a look at the walls and look for that kind of cracking. And if you see that, then you can call us at Accurate Basement Repair at 414-744-6900. That's 414-744-6900. And we'll be more than happy to come take a look at that for you, Kevin.
Something, Chris, too, where you could go and test some windows, and if they're not opening and closing the way that they used to, is that a sign as well?
Yeah, that's excellent, Bob. That is a really good idea. Kevin, check your windows, like Bob had mentioned, about see if they can, if you can open them and close them, and doors also. If the doors don't close right, then your house is definitely shifting. So
the first thing you think of is that the window or the door is not working, or that's got to be adjusted where it may be, the foundation.
Absolutely. You don't think that right out of the gate, but if you see that or notice that in your home, it definitely is a good idea to go downstairs and take a look at your foundation, because you're right, Paul, that could definitely be the cause.
How quickly does something like that need to be repaired?
Well,
right away.
Yeah, that would be something you'd want to address pretty quickly.
You need to get somebody out there right now. If it gets worse, it's going to get more expensive, and that's going to be the biggest issue.
Yeah, give our office a call. When you leave a message there, it'll automatically page out the office staff via email.
Do you give estimates, Chris, when you first step out? How does that work?
Absolutely.
Okay.
All estimates are free, so we go out, we do estimates for free. We'll come out, we take a look. Again, it's more of an educational process when we first go out. And you believe it or not, but probably 70% of the calls that we go on for estimates, we don't even write an estimate. Usually it's just an owner maintenance type issue, either a grading, gutter, or downspout thing. And, you know, Scott's not in
his head. Get that water away from the house, right, folks?
Absolutely. Get it away from the house, Paul. And it's probably some of the reason that Kevin in Greenfield here is, you know, that corner that you're talking about with the sump pump discharge that may have been running underneath that corner of the house for a number of years. That's usually the wettest corner.
Yep. So, yeah, that's right.
And Kevin, thank you so much. And again, maybe you can prevent something if you get, you know, nip this in the bud right away. Is a block concrete, block basement better than a poured foundation, in your opinion? Do you have any thoughts on that?
The poured foundations have a higher tensile strength. They're just a stronger wall. They are generally more expensive to put up. At least they used to be more expensive to put up because there was more masons back in the day putting up the block walls. But as a whole, the poured basements have a higher strength factor than the...
If you would go around and look at new home construction right now on a percentage basis, over 50% seem to be poured, correct?
Correct. Okay. And we do repair those, too. The problems that we see with poured walls, and Scott and also Bob has been in enough houses, too, the newer ones, they still leak. A lot of them will leak at the seams where the forms are put together.
How about the old farm homes with the fieldstone walls that are about 10 feet thick, it seems like?
Oh, yeah, no one's fixing those. Those things, yeah, will all be gone, and those things will still be
out. Amazing?
Yeah, those are the best walls.
They are the best ones. You can't really get them dry, but they are stable. You're never going to see cracking in those.
That is so cool. When they, you know, they did that 120 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, or more.
By hand.
Uncle Pete and... Cousin Leroy, yeah.
Can't even imagine the man hours that were put into some of those.
And a few bottles of Pabst beer, I bet.
Oh, yeah, I'll bet. Us four wouldn't be putting up any walls, no.
Moonshine.
Hey, Gary's next from Brookfield. Kevin, by the way, thank you for the call. Everybody's getting tickets to the Realtors Home and Garden Show. Gary, good morning.
Hi there. Question for Chris. We got a house here. It's 20 years old. We got in it about 6-7 years ago. We're in a subdivision that's up on a hill. The sump pumps almost never run. It's dry. Now, this year I saw something just within the last few days that I hadn't seen before. When we came in here, we had good block walls. We still have good block walls. We had hairline cracks in the slab, but that was it. This year, this last week, these hairline cracks in some instances have started to open, and I just took a metal rule, like an 18-incher, put it across the cracks, I get a teeter-totter. What do you got to tell me?
Well, it sounds like your walls are moving a little bit there. And sometimes there's, you know, it happens just like a roof. You know, one day it doesn't leak, the next day it leaks. Your basement is the same situation. You know, one day you might have a hairline crack, and then now you have this displacement is what I want to call it now, because you've obviously put... Sounds like you put a straight edge on that.
It would be
a good idea to have that evaluated before it gets too bad. The sooner that you have these or your basement evaluated, the less of an expense that you're going to have down the road. Just because you ignore it doesn't make it go away. So, I mean, and you are right. You sound like a person who's actually kept a pretty good eye on your foundation, and you've noticed these things pretty quickly. It's a good idea to have that evaluated. I mean, you don't have to do it tomorrow, but I would do it relatively soon by have a professional come out. And again, you can always call our office at 414-744-6900, and we can get somebody out to take a look at that for you. It doesn't cost you anything, and basically what we're doing is we set up a laser level on your walls, and we'll take measurements of them. And that's how we handle that.
Oh, that is so cool that lasers are being used. I know they've been around a while, but I just love that technology.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I had a guy the other day come up, and he brought out his old string bob, you know, some old-timer. He didn't like that I had that laser. I had to use his string bob. Lucky I knew how to use it, because that would have been really embarrassing.
I was watching this summer. My bathroom was remodeled. A guy putting in tile had these lasers all over the place. It was like a James Bond movie or
something. Did he make you wear those red glasses so you didn't burn your retina or anything?
No.
I smell lawsuit.
I've been seeing everything's been blurry since, too. I don't know what's going on. Thank you, Gary, for the call.
Thank you.
We appreciate the phone call. Boy, we're swamped with questions. I want to get one guy in here quick. Chad's been hanging out in Greenfield. and then we'll take our break. By the way, if you've got follow-up questions off the air, Scott Lamar, honesthomeinspections.com. And Chris Mancuso is our guest with all these basement questions we're getting, accuratebasementrepair.com, and we'll give out their phone numbers as well. Chad, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Yes, my question is for Chris. Chris, I've had my house for approximately 7 years now, and the previous owner had the basement repaired, and I had it inspected, and it said everything was good. They put these plastic, I think they're sheets or something. I don't know the name of them. They're right along the wall, and they run for about 4 feet across.
Vapor barrier?
That could be it. Okay. But just where the basement was repaired. And
How tall are those sheets, Chad? Are you talking about on the inside or outside?
Yeah, they're sticking up on the inside of my basement about 2-3 inches.
Oh, 2-3 inches off the floor then, right?
Yeah.
But what Scott's talking about also, Chad, is it's called Channel Cove. It's something, explain this to Paul and Bob has seen this before. You'll see it almost looks like a border, Chad.
Like a corrugated metal, yeah.
Yeah, that is something you must have had some drain tile replacement there in the past. And that's an indicator, Chad, that this channel we call Channel Cove, behind that board, the block hollows of your basement walls were drilled out. And what that does is it releases any water that may accumulate in the block hollows. And you'll find that on anything that was repaired, especially in the last 15 years or so that's been used. And you'll be okay. Are you getting any water in the basement now, Chad?
No, I'm not.
Well, there really isn't anything to do. What I will tell you is do not cut that board off. Do not cut it off. But if you do go and you have a radon issue, and Scott can tell you about this, then you're going to have to seal the top of those. But otherwise, just leave them in place. You can cover them and just make sure you check your sump pump every once in a while.
Okay, excellent.
I appreciate the help. Thank you, Chad. Yeah, we appreciate the phone call and all the questions that we're taking today. Bob Tarantino is here today, your host on the Redefined Realty Show with Scott Lamar from Honest Home Inspections and Chris Mancuso from Accurate Basement Repair. Do not forget about the Realtors Home and Garden Show going on all weekend long. A quick break Monday and Tuesday, and then it continues Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday all week long at State Fair Park. 1048, 33 degrees, here at News Talk 1130, WISN. We are back on WISN. Now, what is this? This is not Inspector Gadget.
I've never heard this before.
Spencer's in charge of music. There's our disclaimer for the day. The Michigan State fan in the other room.
He's dancing in there a little bit. Nice job.
Yeah. Spencer is the biggest Badger fan I may know of, and he's a little concerned about the game tonight. I'm not. I'm just all, you know, they won by 80 points or whatever.
It's a badger versus a duck, right? Yeah. Badger should win that.
A badger should win that battle. All right, guys. A busy show today. We hope to get to everybody. A few callers left. We've had a lot of basement questions, let's say that, Scott, right?
Absolutely. We expected it. It's that time of year.
Spring.
Spring is often, we see a lot of basement issues in the spring. Things are starting to thaw, we're starting to melt. Typically, we get a lot of rain in the spring. So far, we haven't had too much, but we've certainly had the thaw. So we've got water traveling from the ground down below. And as I walk into these homes and do the inspection, I always tell everybody, I says, well, let's go down into the hole in the ground that everybody's always concerned with. So we'll check. I spend a lot of time in the basements.
That's where everything is, right?
That's a huge part of the home inspection is we'll spend a lot of time outside because that's where all the wear takes place.
Mm-hmm.
Spend a lot of time in the basements because that's all the mechanicals are down there. Plus, we do live in southern Wisconsin, and we have a lot of basement issues here.
And I know, too, all the inspections that you and I have done together, Scott, over the years, and the one thing you've taught me is water is always the problem.
Water is only good if it's a sink pipe, bathtub, or a gutter.
Right. Anywhere else, it's bad.
Especially in the basement. And along those lines, Chris Mancuso joins us today answering your basement questions. Chris's company, Accurate Basement Repair, and that's the website, accuratebasementrepair.com. This is Norm from New Berlin. Good morning.
Good morning. My question is for Scott Lamar. We were looking at a house recently and noticed a lot of hairline cracks in the basement floor. I'd call them like spider cracks. Now, does that mean anything, and what may be the cause?
Well, I always tell everybody we know two things about concrete. It gets hard and it cracks. And the basement floor itself is not a structural. The basement floor is separate from the foundation. You could be getting, it could be typical shrinkage cracks. There should be some engineered cracks in your basement floor where they create these troughs and they want them to crack there. For aesthetics, a lot of the guys don't do that because everybody wants this nice clean floor across the whole entire basement, and it will crack over time.
I see. Okay, that's a natural cause. What would you suggest?
There's not a lot you can do about it. Live with it. It's pretty much you're going to get some cracks. Almost every house I see right next to the sump crack, there's going to be cracks on either side of that sump
crack. Call a remodeler from Nary and have it finished off. Put some carpet on.
There you go.
Yeah, there okay. you go. If it's not leaking or anything, I think Scott's right on target with that.
No. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Norm.
Thank you.
We joke about the cracks, but if there'd be water coming in, then you got some problems.
Absolutely. If there's water coming in, you have some problems. But some of the cracking, like Scott had mentioned, is normal. And that's why you want to have a really good home inspector. And Scott can talk to you folks about some of the certifications that the really good home inspectors have. And they won't be an alarmist to call out some of these issues.
Yeah,
some of it's just normal. Folks out there.
It is funny, though, too. People think that the concrete floor has some structural value to the house. And my house, for instance, I've got literally like wood 2x12s in the dirt with a 2x4 boards over it. So I don't even have a concrete floor in my basement. And, it's meaningless to the structure of the house.
Where do you live, in some jungle somewhere?
Scott,
you got to go over and
get a 100-year-old one.
Yeah, I do.
Bob's house needs an inspection.
Yeah, apparently it does, yeah.
Hey, this is not fair, Chuck, I don't think, but Spencer says I have another 3-minute break, and we have to sneak your call in, so you get 1 minute. Go for it.
Hi.
Hi, Chuck.
I have a new driveway put in, and with all the thawing and drainage. I had some seepage into my basement. The driveway is sloped away from the house, getting the water, and I've never had a problem until this last thaw that we had, and with the rain, and then with all the water coming from my neighbor's house, I had some seepage. What would you suggest to do between the house and that driveway?
Grading gutters and downspouts are the biggest issue with getting water in a basement. So basically, what's the distance between the driveway and the house?
It's abutting the house. I mean,
it goes right to it, the concrete?
Yeah, right up to the...
And the concrete's grade. Pitched away from the house?
It's pitched away from the house.
And you still have water in the basement.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me if maybe that pitch changed a little bit with the freezing and thawing we have going on.
Point. It might have changed a little bit, correct? It might have experienced a little heaving over there. Norman, what you can do when it's like today, it's above freezing, you can go out there with a pitcher of water actually and pour it down on your driveway
and see where it flows.
Yeah, if it's not the pitch, then it's got to be something else, downspouts or who knows what.
Chuck, or you might have an issue downstairs. You might have an issue then if it's still leaking.
In other words, it may not be associated with that new driveway. The grade could be okay. There might be something else.
Is that water coming in high or low to the wall?
Yeah, it's coming in high. It's the cement. Would you suggest maybe caulking with a cement caulk along the driveway and the cement wall?
Yes, yeah, you can definitely do that. If the crack's too big, you use a product called backer rod so that the caulk has something to hang on to. But if the water's coming in high, that's typically groundwater that's coming in there, so that might be an option for you is to caulk that crack between the house and the driveway.
Hey, Chuck, because we got to sneak in this break, we're going to take this break, come back, give out the phone numbers for Chris Mancuso from Accurate Basement Repair and for Scott Lamar from Honest Home Inspections and, of course, RedefineRealty.com for more information on Bob's company. It is WISN's Redefine Realty Show. We'll be right back. Welcome back as we wrap up the second hour, the final hour of the Redefine Realty Show. We're going to go quick here because we're out of time, but I want to thank all of our guests today in the first hour and, of course, this hour, Chris Mancuso. Thanks for being here, Chris.
Thank you, Paul. Thanks everybody for having us. And again, I'm Chris Mancuso from Accurate Basement Repair. Please visit us at accuratebasementrepair.com or 414-744-6900.
Have a great day, Chris.
Thank you, Paul.
And, of course, we've got Inspector Gadget himself. We'd like to thank Scott Lamar. We'll be talking to you soon on the show. We'll have you back. But honesthomeinspections.com is a good start.
It is. And then you can get to the mold website. You can get to the radon website from there as well.
honesthomeinspections.com. We thank our guest, Scott Lamar. And, Bob, we didn't really talk about real estate because we're so busy talking with our guests.
Oh, so many good topics.
The show's going on today.
Yeah, Realtors Home and Garden Show. Come visit us down at booth 912 and 914. You guys can come visit Accurate Basement Repair as well. And as you get ready this spring to get your house listed, remember, 3.99% at closing, no upfront fee. We've got rid of that. And you're going to love the program. Full service, MLS, Zillow, Trulia, Realtor.com. And, I mean, there's hundreds of other websites. So get you on.
Besides RedefineRealty.com, I can call you.
Certainly. 262-732-5800 or visit us online at RedefineRealty.com.
Thanks, Bob. Go Badgers! We'll see you guys next week.
Yeah.